Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 7:05. It's Tuesday morning, 2020. So exciting.
I need to clean something up real quick.
Oh, please do. Yeah.
Someone wrote in, that wasn't Brittany Howard on SNL with Lizzo. It was a guitarist named Celise Henderson doing a tribute to Sister Rosetta Tharpe.
Oh.
So I don't know anything about this Celise Henderson, but I do know that she was playing Brittany Howard's Gibson SG.
Oh.
And that's why I was like, oh.
Does she look like her?
They're both big black women with short hair.
Uh-huh.
But I went on
So you made the assumption.
Well,
that
I just went on the white SG. That's what that girl plays. So I was like, oh, that's got to be her. How many people? Anyway, it wasn't who I thought it was. It's Celise Henderson. Never heard of her.
Me either.
But that's who was on with Lizzo. There, that's cleaned
up. I wish it
up.
Was Brittany Howard. That would have been extra awesome.
I'll show you a picture of the performance because when you see it, you'll go, oh, yeah, well, that's, I can see the.
Let's have a look at that.
On SNL.
Oh, yeah.
See the SG?
Oh, yeah, it does look like her.
Doesn't that look like Brittany Howard?
It does.
Well, anyway.
Boy, look
and
at that.
And there's the dancers.
Yeah.
She
like
did.
It.
She made a great performance that night. She was good.
Every time I see dancers now, I think of Kesha's show. I mean, those dancers
the guys
are looking.
She had dancing.
Just every time I see dancers, I'm like, oh, you know, they should do what Kesha does. have dudes in like pink unitards dancing with their glasses on. Anyway, listen, we're Bottle Rock Central.
Mm-hmm.
All day long, we have tickets for Bottle Rock starting at 8:30. We're also doing it at noon 30, 3:30, and 5:30. Tickets go on sale for 3-day passes. Today at 10 o'clock at Bottle Rock, Napa Valley. Eddie Eft is on the show. He'll be here in about an hour. Mm-hmm. Check in with him.
We're going to check in also with Scott Budman.
Oh, at 7:30?
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. You were saying that was the Consumer Electronics Show.
It's
right.
Starting today in Vegas. It's usually the show where everyone you know, turns out their newest, greatest, and it's the things that we'll be probably not able to keep up with.
Right. Well, and the thing that's funny is there's always so many things and like, oh, that seems like, and then you never hear about them ever again. Like people have their ideas and they debut them there and then that's.
Well, one of the things that's continuing to happen, so we went to HD and everyone was like, yeah, HD TV.
Right.
And then it's gone 4K.
Yeah.
And I haven't even caught up with that yet.
No.
And now you're seeing 8 and 10. I think it's 8K is now out, which is double. Okay, so how much clearer do we need these pictures?
You know,
and have
I will also say there's a certain, I don't know if it's a setting on certain TVs, but my parents have a really, you know, one of these high end TVs.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at it and it's like all the magic of film is stripped away. It looks like videotape. Like it has that sort of overly crystal clear look.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there's some way to set that off on your TV. I'm like this. We were watching like, I don't know. It was like a Lord of the Rings clip or something, and I was like, okay, so now it just looks like a set and a dude, like the lighting seemed harsher, everything just seemed not as, I don't know, there's like a smoothness to movies or even regular TV shows,
right.
Whatever. I don't, you know, do we need, I agree, do we need much more? I feel like TVs
and for example, look at how thin this.
Right, the little thin monitors.
This monitor is the size of a, I don't know,
deck
what do you
want
to call that?
Know.
Yeah, a deck of cards. They're going to get thinner.
Yeah.
So that's another thing I bet Scott will tell us about is how much thinner the giant TVs that hang on your wall are going to be.
Well, they've certainly gotten lighter.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Oh,
remember the first skinny TV you bought was 6 inches deep still.
Yeah.
And it weighed about 4,000 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
It needed a crane to lift it into place and reinforce the whole side of your house. Yeah, I don't know how much smaller we need things to be, or thinner, or bigger, or clearer. But we're getting them all.
Yep.
Jeopardy tonight, the greatest of all time. This is, well, they're saying 8 o'clock on ABC, but everybody's airs at different times. We've found out that in some markets, Jeopardy airs before.
At 7, some at 7:30.
Right. But if you know when Jeopardy's on, I assume that, I don't know, maybe this is a primetime special. I don't know. That is possible. Mm-hmm. Ken Jennings, Brad Rutter, and James Holzhauer. They're the longest running, the most winning, you know, the names that you know. Okay. From Brad Rutter, I don't really remember anything about him. But Ken Jennings and James Holzhauer were, you know, big stars on Jeopardy.
How's Alec doing?
They don't say anything about Mr. Trebek.
Is it Alex or Alec?
It's Alex.
Alex?
I think. I always have to think about Alec Baldwin, Alex Trebek.
Okay. Right. Alex, how's Alex doing? Is he okay?
I believe
over the vacation, he was doing a lot of press, a lot of interviews going on.
And he was even talking about how he wants the last 30 seconds of the last show that he tapes. Like he's got a little goodbye. Like it's dire.
Well, yeah.
Pancreatic cancer. It's
for real. And I don't think those doctors did him any favors by making him think he was...
Right.
Didn't he say, I'm like someone without cancer?
He did. Well, for a second there, they said they'd beat it down.
You know.
I know, but they, you know, they want you to feel positive. They do say positivity is a big part of beating it.
All right.
I don't know. So these guys are all going to be competing for a $1 million prize and the bragging rights of being named Jeopardy's greatest player of all time. The competition airs for the next 3 nights and might even air this weekend if they need it to.
Oh, if they have to go into overtime?
Yes. So there's that. On Wheel of Fortune, since December 9th, Van has been hosting because he had some kind of emergency intestinal blockage and had to go in for, you know, so he was fine 1 minute and the next minute he's all, ah! And they took him in and cut him open and so Whoa. He's taking a little time off. She has been filling in as the Wheel of Fortune host for, about a month. This week, his daughter, Pat Sajak's daughter, she is I guess she was 24 when the episodes were taped. She's 25 now. Maggie Sajak. She is the letter turner just for this week.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good for her.
So here's a picture of her. So if you are a regular viewer of those shows, you'll no doubt...
Nepotism. It's amazing.
It really is great.
Is there a greater gift you can give to your kid than
I can't think of one.
A boost
the
up
easiest job in the world.
Business. Here.
Here you go.
Here's a gig for you.
Right.
Get off the couch right now.
I'm giving you a gig at my company. There's fires burning in Australia.
Yeah.
You may have heard. It is their summer. Right now.
Mm-hmm. And they are they're in a drought.
Yes.
Much like California lives in drought, they live in drought as well.
Steve Irwin's family, as you know, Bindi, and what's the little kid's name? I can't think of that. It's in here somewhere. Robert. Bobby, maybe. They have taken up the mantle, and, you know, I see them on talk shows. He is obnoxious. She seems nice enough. I don't know. But they're doing good.
Fine.
No,
yeah,
that kid is obnoxious.
Adorable.
He's obnoxious.
There's
enough
nothing
out of you,
wrong
kid
with him.
Please stop. Oh my
they
god,
they do
you're
nothing
crazy
but good work.
Oh sure, no, they're good people. I'm not, but obnoxious good people. You know, Steve Irwin passed away in 2006. His family has gone on to continue his efforts in an effort to protect the country's wildlife because we have heard that they think 500 million animals have died in these, and like 900 million more are threatened. Like you mentioned yesterday, the kangaroo picture that's making the rounds.
You've seen it?
I have not.
Oh,
and
you do not want
I don't
to
want yeah to.
It's awful.
I'm staying off social media so I don't see that thing. 21-year-old daughter Bindi Irwin and her family have been treating animals at the Australia Zoo Wildlife Hospital, which they own and operate. Through Instagram, Bindi's brother Robert shared a picture of Ollie, a platypus, that marked the Wildlife Hospital's 90,000th patient.
Wow.
So they're saying there are many more animals to be saved. Oh, it's 800 million animals have been impacted. They're saying these fires have wiped out a third of the entire koala population.
Yeah, it's
as for
really
humans,
bad news.
We're looking at about 24 people. And there are ways to help the Irwin's efforts. You can go to the Australia Zoo website.
Oh, you aren't talking about posting or sending naked pictures for $10 donations?
No, although they say that girl, that's her new so I can't think of her name. Kenley, maybe? Kenlin?
Maybe Kenlin.
This chick, you know, we had heard that...
Kaylin Ward.
Thank you.
Yeah. You Kaylin that? Ward.
No, I have the story
here. Oh. It up. Oh, I'm sorry. Are you going to...
No, do it. It?
She's,
no,
basically, it's a new GoFundMe. Is her new, this is her big idea. By the way, didn't you say her family is disowned her and everything? She's like, well, I guess if I'm on my own, I'm setting up my own, my new GoFundMe idea for her own, that, you know, crowdsourcing thing is come on here and sell your naked pictures and the money goes to whatever charity or to
it's,
you.
It's an amazing idea. I love it.
Really? Did you go on there and... I mean, for charity, you might, right? Buy somebody's nudes.
Oh, I thought you were saying sell some nudes.
Oh, yes. You should sell some nudes. I'm
I mean,
sure it would be.
I...
Why wouldn't you? I can't think of one reason why you wouldn't.
Look at the look on her face.
I think you should.
Anyway, no, I. This says she's raised $300,000.
Yeah, she has. She's giving it to the Australian firefighters.
For
nudes.
For a little private shot
private
sent
shot.
To your DM. That's I think, what's the matter with that?
Nothing.
It's a great idea.
You should be able to do what you want.
Aren't they just going to share
anybody?
It with everyone?
Who cares? Maybe those people will be like, oh, I feel guilty for seeing that poor naked girl. I should probably give some money
bucks.
To the cause.
I've thought about this more than I probably should have.
Oh,
but I was
posting
thinking,
your own nudes?
No, not me. I was thinking, I wonder, so is she sending like, she takes a photo
yes.
of herself.
Mm-hmm.
And then sends that one picture to, let's say, a large group of people mm-hmm. who've...
For that day or whatever.
Yeah, or, mm-hmm. or is she just doing...
Like
standing
a private...
up...
What do you want to say?
A shot of her butt and sending it to each person.
My guess is she's mass. I mean, if she's making $300,000 off of this, that she probably only
Why
has a few...
Why don't you send her $10 and let's
yeah,
see.
Yeah, but let's find out. I'll send her $10, you send her $10. Let's see if we get the same photo.
Deal.
Do it! Okay,
all right.
I'll do it. Chris Hemsworth has donated $1 million to help Australia fight and recover from the fires. He's urging his followers to give what they can too. Hey there, guys. As you're well aware, the bushfires in Australia have created massive devastation. They continue to burn. There's warmer weather on its way. We're still really in the thick of it here, as there's plenty of challenging times ahead still to come. And there he is looking handsome, and he donated $1 million. So.
This is Thor, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Put my money where my mouth is. Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban have donated $500,000 to the Rural Fire Service. Pink also gave a $500,000 donation to local fire services. Hillary Duff says she and her husband will be donating. Lots of people. I mean,
good
obviously,
for them.
You know. Yes. But $1 million from Chris Hemsworth. Are you making your donation? Right
I
now?
Haven't done it. No, I'm waiting. I'm actually listening to you, and I was just thinking about Pink.
Mm.
We listened to her album the other day.
Yeah,
it's amazing that her and that husband of hers have stayed together.
I know.
The way. I mean, that one song. She's like, "And you're a tool."
Yeah.
So I'm a rock star, mm-hmm. and you're a tool. I'm
yep.
listening to it, going, "There's a dude who's like, hey." You know what I mean? And
like,
it's her husband.
She's right. I am a tour.
Yeah, exactly.
yeah, they have stuck together. And they've had some really rocky
yes.
patches.
Yeah,
they've had
absolutely.
Separations and everything. And But there's something there.
They love
there.
Each other.
They love each other.
Well, and she's one of the songs, which isn't one of her hits. She's talking about how, what is it about you that makes me this
well,
angry?
Isn't it wonderful that she has that kind of inspiration in her
I
life?
I guess.
They have some, there were a couple cute family shots of them I saw recently. What do they got? A little boy and that 8-year-old
Willow,
daughter or something?
Yeah.
Willow? Mm-hmm. Super cute family.
One of the lyrics is, I've never been this mean.
Oh.
Like she's, this person makes her so mad
mm.
that she's meaner than she's ever been.
Mm.
I'm listening.
Let's
going,
hope she's
dang.
Talking about him and not her kid or something.
No.
Tom Hanks. Thanked his 5 children, of which he only has 4, at
Ooh,
the Golden Globes. Well,
oof,
here's the very sweet reason why.
Forgot Crunch. To tell my wife about that other one.
Yikes. Sorry, Rita.
It's actually, it's very sweet. Remember when he fake cried the other night on the Golden Globes and did some amazing acting on stage?
Right.
During his speech, he said he gave a special shout out to his family, his wife, and his... 5 kids, he said, or 5 children. He includes his son Colin's wife, Samantha Bryant. They married in 2010. They have 2 kids together, and they say he considers her a daughter. Oh, like, he loves her so much. She's one of his kids.
He's even better than we all thought. Oh, my God.
Five kids who are braver and stronger and wiser than their old man is. Oh! I just thought that was sweet because I did think, oh, I didn't know he had five kids.
Meanwhile, they've been walking for years to get out from under his shadow and just can't seem to.
They never will. God, your shadow's long. How many miles more do I have to walk? This is sort of interesting. I wonder how you'll feel about this. They're accusing this woman of cheating. It's a contestant from The Bachelor.
Mm-hmm. I don't understand what this story is about.
So her name is Jade, and she competed on season 19 of the Bachelor. I remember her, and I want to say she was in Bachelor in Paradise too. Like, she was one of the perennial people who was on there for a while. She's married now, Tanner, who I think was another Bachelor or Bachelor, you know,
either a competitor or the actual
Bachelor. So they married. They're married, and Tanner and Jade
are married.
Yes.
Congratulations.
So she won the Wild Card Weekend DraftKings Millionaire Maker Daily Fantasy Contest. She just won $1 million over the weekend.
And then she cheated?
And then she started tweeting about it. And I guess when she started tweeting about it, people started looking into because I guess you can make 150 picks. So let me lay this whole thing out. So let's see. Fantasy players accused her and her husband, Tanner, of cheating their way into this $1 million. Appearing on these... hold on. Let me figure out how this contest works. I don't care about their history on The Bachelor. Daily fantasy sports are like regular fantasy sports, but for a single week of action and not for an entire season. DraftKings and other sites have certain rules about the number of lineup combinations you can play in their contests. The reasoning is clear on this. If you submit a high number of unique entries, you have a much higher chance of hitting the exact lineup you need to win big. They allow 150 lineups per account. So I guess you can submit 150 various.
That's a lot.
It is a lot. Even for one person to come up with 150 unique lineups, that's you pick who's playing and I don't know exactly how all this stuff works. I'm sure there's fantasy people out there yelling at their radios right now.
No, I truly
love money, but I could not even be inspired to do what you're saying, which is come up with 150 unique lineups per day, per game.
So the problem, as people see it, is that she sent out, first she tweets, yay, I won
$1 million.
In the second tweet, she basically said, I talked about my lineup. Let's see. Her lineup was discussed with her husband over starting Seahawks DK Metcalf. Both of them have DraftKings accounts, and internet sleuths said, oh, they both submitted 150 lineups. And then they looked at their two lineups and saw that there's no crossover. That there was. So basically, between the two of them, they had 300 unique lineups.
It's not wrong.
I think it's not wrong either.
It's not
okay,
wrong.
They talk like you're telling me you didn't talk to any friends, and you know, with your lineup,
sure.
They each had their own account. They each paid into the thing.
Yeah, I don't see what's the problem.
They made their guessing. Basically,
is it because they're married? Is that the whole?
I guess so. They say the clearest indication of possible cheating is in a breakdown of quarterbacks that each of the two submitted. There's a pretty coordinated effort to avoid overlaps and maximize possible winning outcomes.
Right. Well, why wouldn't you do that?
Right.
We're here all day trying to figure this out.
They say ESPN's David Payne Purdom reported Monday that DraftKings is officially looking into possible collusion. Has deleted any reference to the contest winner from its Twitter accounts. So the lesson here, though, the takeaway is Twitter. Don't use it.
Yeah, well, they're going to end up in court, and they're going to end up paying her.
I think so, too. I mean, she's got to. Yeah, of course I talk to the people in my life. Yeah, of course we coordinated.
We love this pay our game. Right. We're playing.
Hello.
I'm trying to beat him.
Right. And he's trying to beat me.
Right.
We both put our unique things up there. By the way, we both just won $1 million.
Right.
Colin Farrell has been in talks to play the Penguin in the upcoming The Batman.
I really like him. I don't know what to say about the new Batman, though. Do you think that kid can pull it off?
It is Robert Pattinson, so they're saying it'll be him playing the Penguin. Maybe. I don't know.
I only see him right now. I only know him as the vampire.
Right.
And those movies were too cheesy to even finish them.
I saw the one and then went by. Fantastic movies. Anyway, let's see. Looks like Zoe Kravitz is going to be Catwoman.
She's great.
Yeah.
Paul Dano.
God, she's stunning, isn't she?
Yeah, she is.
She really is. What a perfect human. Paul Dano is the Riddler. Andy Serkis is Pennyworth. I don't really know all the characters from Batman, I guess. And Jeffrey Wright is Commissioner Gordon.
Jeffrey Wright?
Yeah.
Who's Jeffrey? Jeffrey Wright's a comedian. I'm thinking of someone else.
I actually don't know who Jeffrey Wright is. I just assume he's some older actor because isn't Commissioner Gordon kind of an older dude?
I feel like I know Stephen Wright. Are you thinking?
I'm thinking of Stephen Wright. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He had a moment.
Jeffrey Wright. Yeah, he's an actor. Nice looking black dude. Looks like he's done some Broadway. Mm. HBO miniseries Angel in America.
So looks like Colin Farrell will be the Penguin. They're confirming it. The director is confirming it. Matt Reeves is the director. Other casting news. There is a new Thor happening.
Oh, I think this Jeffrey Wright.
Do you know him?
He was in Westworld?
Oh.
Do you watch that, didn't you?
I watched a couple episodes. I don't recall.
All right.
Jeffrey Wright. Thor Love and Thunder is happening. It is the old Thor. You know, I actually thought after the Avengers, I thought all those people were killed off and that they were going to start all these franchises up with new people.
To be honest, Thor was just hitting his stride.
I agree.
Like, that character got really fun and good.
Well, Chris Hemsworth is giving $1 million to Australian firefighting efforts, but he is also reprising his role as Thor, God of Thunder. Natalie Portman is back in the mix. She'll be playing Jane Foster.
All right.
Let's see. Taika Waititi will return as the director. That is, and he did, or possibly she, I don't know, Taika, T-A-I-K-A, did Thor Ragnarok, which was, people loved Ragnarok. Like, I think that you're saying him hitting his stride, I think
that might be the one.
Yeah. Looks like a lot of the same cast members are coming back. However, Christian Bale is in talks for some role in it.
Huh?
Yeah. I don't know what he'll be playing. Maybe he'll be Loki. I don't know. Loki is an older guy. But Christian Bale's in talks for that. So that is, I don't have exactly who he'd be cast as, but that's what I've got. All right, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
The new trend for long distance couples. We'll also talk to Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area, an ANN reporter. Mm. We just sent him to Vegas to, you know, Entercom.
Sure.
Big
just
money.
Rolling out the dough.
We sent him to Vegas to check out the computer electronics show. He'll report from there next.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.